The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to the Lord's house on the second Sunday in Advent as we prepare, that's the word for the day, prepare for the final advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, the shoot from the stump of Jesse, we find out today. We also celebrate his advent in the life of Joel Thomas Gillespie in Holy Baptism. First of five baptisms at Christ our Savior this month. I'm sure that is an all-time record. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Especially welcome to all of you who are here for Joel's baptism. Pastor Wes Gillespie, his other grandfather, will be participating in the baptismal rite also. Advent midweek services Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. Great Expectations is our theme this year. This week, Great Expectations in Worship. Sunday School and Bible class today will build on what we learn in worship today as we hear about the promise to David that helps us to understand who Jesus is and what he's come to do. For your Advent devotions this year, I encourage you to read one chapter of Luke each day from December 1st until December the 24th. Then you wake up on December the 25th, having read the entire book of Luke and knowing exactly who Jesus is, what he's come to do, and be ready to celebrate Christ's birth. If you're behind a few weeks, you can, or a few days, you can catch up. Maybe just read an extra, read two a day until you've caught up. But the date of December matches the chapter that you would be reading. So today is December the 8th, so today was Luke chapter 8. New real life class to review our faith and prepare potential members for membership starts next Sunday during the Bible class hour. Youth and adults will have an option of either attending the real life class or a regular Bible class. Both of them will happen each Sunday. Christmas decorating is this Friday at 6 p.m. It's on the calendar, but there isn't a special announcement. If you can't make it at 6, come whenever you can make it. I think pizza is going to be served. The envelopes for 2020 are back in the back of the church by the kitchen. Pick those up on the table if you would. Are there any other announcements or prayers? Jamie.
Just real quick, thank you for those that took the survey for the Building Exploratory Committee. As you can see, there's a little note on the side of the bulletin. 78% of those that responded were in favor of expanding or renovating. So we're going to continue to move forward with that and explore more of where we're going to go. And the order of the priority is in there, so just take a look at that, and thanks again.
Thank you. Other announcements or prayers? Greet one another in the peace of the Lord. I should have mentioned with the prayers, Mark Melvin is included in our prayers today. He had surgery this last week. That's Barb's son-in-law. He is still in the hospital, but is hoping to come home today, so we will include him in prayer today. We ask our Lord's blessing on our worship this day and know that he will bless us as he comes, advents himself among us now to prepare us for his final advent.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. And the Apostle Peter has written, baptism now saves you. The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to atone for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. How is this child named?
Joel Thomas.
Joel Thomas, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. That according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Joel Thomas according to your boundless mercy, that you would bless him with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood all sin in him which he has inherited from Adam and which he himself has committed since would be drowned and die. Grant that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Holy Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, he would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We join in the prayer our Lord taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord preserve your going in and your going out from this time forth and even forevermore.
Amen.
You renounce the devil.
I do renounce them.
Do you renounce all his works?
I do renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways?
I do renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
You believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Joel Thomas, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting.
Amen.
Receive this burning light to show that you have been received, that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ, and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet with him, that you may meet him with joy, and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which shall have no end.
In holy baptism, God the Father made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into him, into his marvelous light.
Amen.
We welcome you in the name of the Lord.
I invite you to stand. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted Joel the new birth and holy baptism and made him a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as he has now become your child, you would keep him in his baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, he may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your name, and finally with all your saints obtain the promised inheritance in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
Gracious head, your member on, shepherd, take your lamb and feed him. Prince of peace, make here your throne, way of life to heaven lead him. Precious vine, let nothing sever from your side this branch forever. Now into your heart we pour prayers that from our hearts proceeded, our petitions and words soar. May our hearts' desires be heeded. Write the name we now have given, write it in the book of heaven.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday of Advent is from Isaiah chapter 11. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide disputes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal for the peoples. Of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting peace, his resting place, shall be glorious. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually.
Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth.
He remembers his covenant forever, the word that he commanded for a thousand generations.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The epistle is from Romans chapter 15. Whatever was written in the past was written for our learning, so that through patience and the comfort of the scriptures we might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, so that in one mind and with one mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore accept each other, just as Christ also accepted you into the glory of God. For I say that Christ has become a servant to the circumcised for the sake of God's truth, to confirm the promises given to the fathers, and so the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. This is just as it is written, therefore I will confess you among the Gentiles and will sing praises to your name. Again, he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, the one who rises up to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles will hope. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 3rd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan was going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able to raise, able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated.
thus at length we pray. To the bright courts of heaven and to the end. Word of God that calls for our attention on this Lord's Day is from Isaiah chapter 11, today's Old Testament reading. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord, Jesus Christ, who is soon to come. Amen. I cut down a tree in the yard. This is a long time ago, long enough ago that I let the stump rot for a lot of years, until what had been hard wood turned into nothing but soft, mushy, crumbly pulp. Clearly, that stump was dead. And yet, one day, a little sprout comes up from it, green, alive. The dead tree had new life. And that, Isaiah says, is precisely what is going to happen, not to a tree in my yard, but the tree of Jesse's family. Yeah, a family tree he's talking about when he says, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse. Remember? Jesse, David's dad. That would make Jesse, Jesus's great, 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 well, 18 greats grandfather, according to Matthew's genealogy. Jesse is dead for almost 1,000 years before Jesus comes along on his family tree. Now, what happened to that family tree between the time of Jesse and the time we get up to Jesus as the tree grows and sprouts? Well, let's see. Jesse fathered David. David became king. More on that today in Sunday school and Bible class, don't miss it. Then for 400 years, roughly the time between the time the pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock and now, for 400 years, one descendant of David after another reigned on David's throne until 586 BC. And then the Babylonians came in. They ransacked the country, destroyed Jerusalem, hauled the people off into exile. In fact, they had already almost 20 years earlier taken the descendant of David who was supposed to reign on David's throne into exile. His name was Jehoiachin. The old stump had been cut down, or the tree had been cut down. There was an old stump left. Looked like nothing was ever going to happen with that. Through the 500s BC, 400s, 300s, 200s, 100s, the zeros BC, through all of that time, not one Davidic king reigned over God's people. For 600 years, the stump rotted. And then a green shoot sprang up. A new branch on the royal tree out of that dead stump, a king who would reign forever. And the Spirit of Yahweh rested on him. Now, I want you to notice that at the beginning of this text, Isaiah says he is a branch from Jesse's family tree. And at the very end, he says he's the root of Jesse. So which is he? Is he down, if Jesse's here on the family tree, is Jesus down here as the root that grows up to Jesse? Or is he up here as some branch that comes off of the tree that keeps growing? He's both, because Jesus is God and human. And as God, he established Jesse's family tree. He was the root of the family tree when he and his Father and the Holy Spirit created Adam and Eve, and so started the entire family tree of humanity, and certainly the tree of Jesse. But as a human who becomes a branch sprouting from the family tree of Jesse, he's way up here, 20 generations after Jesse on the tree.
when a woman named Mary hears from an archangel named Gabriel that she is going to give birth to one who will reign on the throne of his father David forever. Now remember, there hadn't been a king from David's family for 600 years at this point. Mary hardly seemed like the sort that would be giving birth to royalty, but she and her husband-to-be both could trace their lineage all the way back to Jesse. Jesse, who, by the way, lived in Bethlehem. And so when that young maiden traveled to Bethlehem and gave birth to her firstborn, a son, wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, well, the dead stump had sprouted. The king was born. Not just any king. This was the king of all kings, the Lord of all lords, because he's God. As God, he is filled with holiness. He is filled with power. That holiness and that power didn't faze Adam and Eve in the least. Not at first. Because they dwelt with their heavenly Father, with their Maker, in perfect harmony. No need for any John the Baptizer to come along saying, "Repent!" They didn't need to repent. And then they went fruit picking, not at Eckert's Orchard, but at Eden's Orchard. And as suddenly God's holiness and power inspired, that they had inspired love and obedience and worship in their hearts. But now that power and that holiness inspired instead fear and trembling, and they ought to inspire fear and trembling in the hearts of every single one of us when we realize how far short we have fallen of our God's intention for us. Even little Joel, filled with evil, though it may not look like it, you can take not my word for it, but scriptures that, as Pastor Gillespie reminded us as he read, we're all born sinful and in need of Christ. We bring our children into this world knowing that they, like all the rest of us, are going to collect the wages of their sin someday. That is why we bring them for baptism, so that they might die now and live with Christ instead of dying for eternally. So you see what's happened? We've destroyed our relationship with God. We've destroyed our children's relationship with God. We've even destroyed creation's relationship with us. So how's it work now? The wolves devour lambs. The goats become lunch for leopards. Snakes poison people. Humans kill animals for sport and for meat. God permits it. But that's not how it was in Eden. That's not how God made it. We've ruined our relationship with God, our relationship with creation, and our relationship with each other. We argue, we hate, we go to war. We can't get along with certain people. Sometimes it's our bosses, sometimes our coworkers, sometimes our spouses, sometimes our family members, sometimes our fellow Christians. You can talk and act like everything is just hunky-dory between you and other people, but your heart knows otherwise. Everything is wrong between us and our God, between us and creation, between us and each other. And the branch from Jesse's family tree will not allow his creation to continue in this condition. Not with creature battling creature and human battling human and all of us at enmity with our Maker. What will he do? He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth and the breath of his lips, and he shall kill the wicked, Isaiah says. When Jesus said, "Be healed," people were healed. When Jesus says, "Die," people will die. And the axe is already laid to the root of the tree, ready to chop. God's holiness and his power ought to cause us to tremble. So what do? If he's going to kill the wicked and we're the wicked, what do? We do to ourselves what God did to little Joel this morning. We put to death our sinful selves so that we might live with Christ. We daily repent and come back to our Lord's forgiveness. confess your sins, ask your Lord to change your heart, beg for Him to fill you with faith in Him, forgiveness for what you have done wrong, and strength to live with love instead of hate. Ask Him to prepare you for His coming so that you might bear fruit befitting repentance, so that you might live as one who's a member of His new creation and not like you're still part of the old creation. Because God is going to destroy this old creation. It's going to happen. And when you've already died with Christ and risen with Him, then you don't have to fear. Because then Christ doesn't come to destroy you. You've already been destroyed. He comes to restore you, to redeem you. And then when Christ comes to destroy everything, it becomes good news. I understand why God has to recreate everything, because I've been in art classes. Art classes where all the good students would make these beautiful creations out of clay. And I would take the clay and I would mold it, I would fashion it, I would work it, and then I would look at what I had made and say, "This is ugly. The only way to fix this is to destroy the whole thing and start over again." That's what God's going to do. Destroy the whole earth and start over again so that it can be made right. Only there's a difference. My creation started out ugly. His started out beautiful. Very good. It's not He who caused the problem with His creation. It's we. It's as if somebody took my nice clay creation and crushed it. Or actually, to make the analogy a little better, if somebody took a good art student's nice clay sculpture and crushed it. We've destroyed it, but God promises to restore it by finishing the destruction. And unlike my new creations with clay, His new creation will be even better than the original. Yep, it will destroy all the lives of unbelievers, but it will restore the lives and the relationships of us who have been connected to Christ. And then, what does Isaiah say will happen? The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat. These animals that feared each other, devoured each other previously, are suddenly in harmony with each other. The cow and the bear graze together on grass. The mountain lion that used to look forward to feasting on a fattened calf now will eat hay right alongside the fattened calf. That's how it was in Eden, harmony among God's creatures. That's how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. But most of all, there will be harmony between us and our Maker. And because a little child shall lead them. A little child who makes peace between us and the God who ought to be at war with us. The little child who's the sprout that sprung from that dead family tree inside of Mary 2,000 years ago. That infant doesn't just play over the hole of the cobra. He reaches his hand into the hole of the cobra, knowing that it will bite him so that he can crush the serpent that deceived us, that changed our lives, and now he changes our lives back. The baby grows up to be hung on a cross because he knows that the only way that he can get rid of our iniquity that destroys our lives and our relationships is for him to take our sin and to suffer our hell. And that's what he does on the cross. And that's why baptism is so special. That's why baptism can forgive the sins of Joel and the sins of you and the sins of me. That is why baptism can give to us new life in the place of our old life. That is why baptism can restore us and promise that even when these bodies become dead stumps, new life will sprout from them on the last day when Christ returns. What a promise that is to hold on to as we mourn Mel's death, as we mourn Ed's death. I told you last Sunday about my friend Ku, who was born in Laos, became a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod pastor, and served many Hmong congregations and served outreach to immigrants and to refugees. I was at his funeral yesterday. The seminary chapel, which holds like 1,200 people, was packed. What was amazing to me was to look out at what I'm accustomed to seeing as a pretty white European population and see at least a third of the congregation was Hmong. We don't have that many Hmong Lutherans in the St. Louis area. They had come from all over the United States, because these were people whose relationships with God had been restored or touched because Ku Sing had the passion of the gospel, like John the Baptizer had the passion of the gospel. He reached out to immigrants and to refugees like himself, but he also reached out to anybody who would ask. I have no idea how many Hmong pastors were present. I would guess 15 or 20 of them. And the ones that I talked to told me they were a generation younger than Ku and I. He was only 55 years old, by the way. They told me, we're pastors because of Ku. In 55 years, look at the relationships with God that were restored by the preaching of that man. Here's what maybe he told people that I get to tell you. The news even better than the old. Everything gets restored. Instead of an angel swinging a sword that would keep us out of paradise, we hear about the angel who announces that the Son is going to be born who gets us into paradise. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. A descendant of Jesse, son, a forgive the world all their sins, son. He has restored your relationship with your heavenly Father, son. Your relationship has been restored with God. And since our relationships with God have been restored, how about we work on our relationships with each other and restoring those as well? How? Well, the same way our Lord deals with us, which would be not to hold grudges, not even to wait for the other person to take the first step. He doesn't wait for us to repent before he dies on the cross. He doesn't wait for us to say, I'm sorry. He reaches out to us, and so we reach out to others even before they say, I'm sorry, because we want those relationships restored. We say, I forgive you. And please forgive me. And we bask in our Lord's forgiveness. And I say, I don't think I can do that sometimes. And I can't. Not on my own. But I'm not on my own. And neither are you. That shoot from the stump of Jesse is alive and inside of each one of us. We are not doomed to this old creation where humans hate humans and animosity is allowed to fester. You and I are baptized into the new creation. We are not stuck dying. We are bathed in forgiveness at the font. Forgiveness that we now get to share with each other. We work at restoring our relationships with each other because we have a Savior who sprouted from seemingly rotten roots to restore our relationship with God. The stump of Jesse's family tree is not dead after all. A shoot has come out of it. A shoot who has baptized you into his death and resurrection as he did for Joel this morning. A shoot that will never die. So when you're connected to him, you will never die. In the name of Jesus, amen. We stand for prayer. O Lord, visit your people with your grace and hear our prayers as you have promised. For courage, like John the Baptizer, to speak about Christ to all people. For zeal, to teach those who live in darkness and death about his gift of light and life. For forgiveness when we are ashamed of the gospel. And for confidence in Christ that's never intimidated by fears of what others might think. Let us pray to the Lord. for pastors who preach God's word boldly like Isaiah and John did, pastors who point us to the joy of our baptisms and Christ's supper, for faithful workers in the church who love Christ and care about people, for those in college and seminary who are preparing for church work vocations, for young and old among us to answer God's call to serve as pastors, teachers, DCEs, and deaconesses, let us pray to the Lord. For our lives of faith, that we heed St. John's call to repentance and forgiveness, that we penitently and joyfully remember our baptisms that connect us with that saving shoot from Jesse's family tree, and that Joel, Matthew, Benjamin, Dana, Adele, and Sue be preserved in baptismal faith until the final advent of Jesus, and that we live in peace with each other, let us pray to the Lord. For courage like John to denounce the rulers of this world who stand against what is godly and right. For honest leaders in our government who govern with integrity and work for justice. For order and peace in our society. For the protection of those least able to defend themselves. And that God bless, guide, and grant wisdom to our leaders, especially those involved in a possible impeachment of the president. Let us pray to the Lord. For sincere penitence and godly use of God's gift of individual absolution. For strength to be instruments of reconciliation as we serve the Prince of Peace. For the church to be delivered from conflict and division. And for harmony among us as we work together in God's kingdom, let us pray to the Lord. For those who have been broken or wounded by life. For those who are afflicted in body or soul or mind. For those who mourn. For Mark, Dave, Clem, Nina, Oris, Roger, Beth, Matt, Tara, Charles, Barb, Kathy, Sherry, Norma, Charlie, Herb, Parker, Reagan, Sue, Holly, Joshua, Hope, the Martinez family, and all who need healing, let us pray to the Lord. For faith that rallies to the root of Jesse, who stands as a banner for his people. For faith that looks toward the restoration of all creation when the wolves and the lambs, the leopards, the goats, the toddlers and the cobras all dwell together. And for faith that knows that Christ will soon bring that day when none shall be harmed or killed ever again, let us pray to the Lord. For our families and our marriages, for Jeff and Jane who celebrate their anniversary, that our homes may be places filled with love, care, peace, rest, and the gospel of Jesus, let us pray to the Lord. For the joy that we have been given a place at the table of God's Son to eat his body and drink his blood. For true repentance, lest our sins prevent our consciences from receiving that full comfort and peace of communion. For the day when all of our differences among Christians are overcome and we can commune together. For our sisters and brothers who are being persecuted for their faith, and for St. Mark, St. Matthew's, and St. Paul congregations as they serve God in Steelville, Brussels, and Harton, let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, grant us everything we need, keep us from everything that is harmful, and prepare us to welcome the root and shoot of Jesse when he returns. We pray these prayers before your throne of grace, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. The same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you. Always.
Amen.
Oh, God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us.
Christ shed for you. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you. You receive the body, the blood, and the forgiveness of the sheep from the stump of Jesse. Go in his peace. Amen.
Dying world would rally to the cross. Come, Jesus, come, Messiah, Lord, lost paradise restore. Lead past the angels flaming. Branches strew before him, spread garments, shout and sing. God's promise will not fail you, no more shall doubt assail you. Hosanna to the Lord, for he nations bow before him, all nations bow, adore him, to the Lord, for he fulfills God's word. Unbounded, this amazing banquet founded. So he loved my salvation. Jesus, source of lasting pleasure, truest friend and dearest treasure.
Please
receive you, and so favored never leave you.
Body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.